And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 31st of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Cirra, South at Cirra, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, West Rockall 969, expected East Rockall 974 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North at Cirra, South at Cirra, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in 40s, then decreasing 4 at times. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Dogger and Fisher. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Humber, Thames, Dover, East White. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. West White, Portland, Plymouth, Northwest, Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Southeast Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Sole and 4 in South Fitzroy. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, veering west later in Fastnet, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 6 to gale 8. Squally thundery showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in East Malin. Rain or squally thundery showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far south and 4 elsewhere. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Fair Isle, then decreasing 4 at times. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, veering southeasterly 4 later in east. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 5, 8 miles, 985, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southeast 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 984, now rising. Lerwick, southeast 4, mist, 6 miles, 994, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 5, recent rain, 4 miles, 988, falling. Aberdeen, south-southeast 5, recent rain, 5 miles, 989, falling. Lucas, south by west 4, slight rain, 32 miles, 988, now rising. Boomer, south by west 4, 27 miles, 991, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south 6, 995, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 7, 2 miles, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1003. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 6, 1002, rising slowly. Jersey west by south 5, 7 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1003. Scilly automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west southwest 5, 8 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Valley, southwest 6, 5 miles, 994, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 6, 8 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Valentia, southwest 5, recent rain, 6 miles, 992, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 992, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 5, 13 miles, 986, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, south by east 4, 22 miles, 988, rising more slowly. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a deep Atlantic low will move slowly eastwards towards northwestern Scotland during the next 24 hours. This will bring unsettled and windy conditions to the British inshore waters, especially to northern and western areas where there will be gales in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast, veering south for a time, 4 to 6. Rain at first in north, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, backing south or southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, backing south, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, then decreasing 3 at times. Rain at first in east, otherwise showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far west, showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly later, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in west and 4 in east. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, backing southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north and 4 in south. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest 5 to 7, backing south 7 or gale 8, decreasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, then occasionally 5 again later in north. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8, then occasionally 5 again later. Showers perhaps becoming thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in south. Showers perhaps becoming thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 or 6 later. Rain then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. That brings us to the end of another day here on Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service. Thank you for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London, and I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, Evie.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service.
Given the devastation of World War II, there was agreement, certainly within the right and also with the left, that Japan needed to become democratic.
Is the ground beneath Japan's democracy beginning to move?
There hasn't been a united large force of right-wing politics and parties in Japan until maybe now.
A far-right party has delivered an electoral shock to the country's political elites.
When you feel like the future looks pretty dark, a party comes in with this vision of the whole situation being the fault of globalists and that immigration is going to destroy the country.
This week we're asking, is Japan moving to the right?
We can certainly say at this point that voters are unhappy and change is needed.
I'm William Crawley. Join me for The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Thousands of people have held protests across Mexico to mark the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances. Most of the disappearances are linked to the country's notorious drug cartels, which often target the young and the vulnerable. Here's Will Grant.
Today's march wasn't just a march in Mexico City. It was marches the length and breadth of the country. That represents thousands of families, 10,000 in 2024 alone in terms of more disappeared people. Cases that remain open-ended, where the families themselves are going into the desert of Sonora and other parts of Mexico, digging themselves to look for their families' remains. Incredibly tough on the mothers, the fathers, the family members more widely. And of course, so often, complete impunity for those involved.
Yemen's Houthi movement has confirmed Israeli airstrikes on the capital Sana'a on Thursday killed its prime minister as well as other senior officials. The Houthis have vowed to avenge the prime minister's death. Emir Nader reports from Jerusalem.
A Yemeni news presenter confirms the death of the Prime Minister and a number of other ministers by an Israeli airstrike during a routine government meeting on Thursday. Ahmed Ghaleb al-Rahawi isn't thought to have played a role in the Houthis' military operations. The two sides have been attacking each other since early in the Gaza war. In response to one Houthi attack last week, Israel launched a series of airstrikes targeting Yemen's energy infrastructure and Sana'a's presidential palace. That was followed by Thursday's attack by Israel on the gathering of Houthi leaders.
The Trump administration is moving to fire most remaining journalists at the federally funded broadcaster Voice of America. More than 500 employees at VOA's parent agency have been sent termination notices. From Washington, Rich Preston reports.
The